Good morning, everyone. This is Kevin Cahill and Farmer Hughes from the Irish American Club of Berkshire County, and we join you this Sunday morning, as we do every Sunday morning, from Pittsfield Community Radio, WTBR 89.7 FM and 88.1 WSBR in Lee. Good morning, Farmer.
Good morning, Kevin. And good morning to all our faithful listeners out there. Welcome to another edition of our Sunday show.
Number 308, according to my...
You're dead on with me.
And we're both Farmer and I are recovering from St. Patrick's Day events, mainly moving furniture. And it was quite a day, and I got a lot of help from my friends at the Elks Lodge, actually setting up and taking down. The meal was delicious.
Oh, it was fantastic.
From Ann Kaminsky and her staff that are the caterers at the Elks. And also, we have to thank Bob O'Connor.
Oh, God, yeah.
And Mary O'Brien for the help that they gave us with flowers and some of the sundry things. That was very nice.
Very nice subtle touch.
Yes, so very nice. And they were beautiful. And as indicated, I gave all 13 bouquets to the women's program at Sojourn.
Nice.
And I brought them up yesterday, and so they were distributed up there. But eventually we'll recover from this train of our St. Patrick's Day
events. It's a good thing we got a whole another year to plan the next one.
And we went up to Five Corners in Williamstown with the dance school.
Oh, on Sunday.
On Sunday.
Yeah, how'd that work out?
That was another 2 hours of... And it was a great crowd up there, and the dancers did a great job, and... There's a session group that meets there, apparently, once or twice a month. And so they invited the dancers to spend some time with them, and they did.
Nice.
So there you have it.
And they did a fantastic job at the Patrick's Day dinner, too.
They did a fantastic job. And they were split in two. They sent some to St. Patrick's, some were still at St. Charles, and there was... Anyway. So from us, you're going to hear from Andy Irvin. You're going to be hearing from Fergal Scaffell, as well as the Shauna Rieta Society, as they do play at the Gaiety Theater, and the Dropkick Murphys. How about you, Farm?
Well, today I'm going to play some Celtic Thunder, Shillelagh Law, and Van Morrison.
Oh, good. We haven't heard that in a while. So we're going to start off the show with Andy Irvin from his album, Rude Awakening.
Michael Dwyer is my name. I'll not deny the same. In the mountains of West Wicklow I was born. I was in a fight of late with the man of 98 when we took an Enniscorthy by storm. When the rising was put down, we very quickly found that in our own homes we could no longer dwell. Ah, but many's a lonely cave some form of comfort gave, and the people of these mountains know us well. Well, the snow was falling fast, and the night was far advanced, when the three safe houses came in view. The weather was severe, but a guard was posted near, though the dangers on a night like this seemed few. But some sneaking little spy to his master he did fly, and may I live to even up the score. For it's when we awoke, to be sure it was no joke, to find 100 Highland soldiers at the door. Come out, you rebel band, cried the captain in command. You do not have a prayer, not a hope. Surrender to me now, and your lives, I vow, will be spared the bullet and the rope. Says Dwyer to his men, boys, here we are again, though I'm afraid this time it cannot be denied. It would take more than God's grace to defend this place from a regiment of soldiers outside. The house was set on fire with McAllister and Dwyer, expecting to perish in the flames. with the powder and the smoke, they were nearly overcome, crying a curse upon your bloody Highland games. From behind the stable wall, a well-aimed musket ball caused McAllister pain he could not hide. As his gun was blown away, he looked down with dismay at his arm hanging useless by his side. He says, "Dwyer, I'm done. Hand me up your gun. Let's see what a spring you can make." As he opened the door, he gave one loud roar, "I die for my country's sake." The volley rang out and Dwyer sprang forth. Poor Sam received the fire. Oh, generous and brave, McAllister gave up his life for Michael Dwyer. Well, before they could reload, he was halfway down the road with a kilted Scotsman snapping at his heels. The troopers held their fire till they saw what might transpire, and they watched as Dwyer tripped him in the field. Running like a mountain goat, no trousers, no coat, his bare feet were bleeding to be sure. As he crossed the black banks, he offered hearty thanks and got safely to a cave in Glenmalure. We lost three men that day, our captain got away, and the others surrendered on the spot. Three of them, alas, were hanged in Balting Glass, the others went before the firing squad. Dwyer fought the law 5 years, maybe more, till at last to Dublin he did go. And from there he set sail, bound for New South Wales, far from the county Wicklow.
ouchie, the ouchie, the ouchie, the dipper sheep. All of it, the ball of it, the dipper sheep.
I hope everyone enjoyed that. I did.
Me too.
It was wild, I thought.
I liked the first song.
Real More, Balia Akalia. And that's from the Shauna Riota Society and their band, Keltiri Kulan. The Big Towns Dance Festival was basically the name of that song. Well, and it certainly sounded like it. And before that, you heard from Fergal Skehl. He's from Tipperary. From his album, The Dusty Bridge, with three reels, The Square of Screw McGlenn, The League, and The President Garfield Reel.
Garfield?
Who knew? And we started off today's set with Andy Irvin from his album, Rude Awakening, as I mentioned earlier, with Michael Dwyer's Escape, Famous Adventure song.
I always liked that.
Yes.
That guy.
Well, it was always like Andy Irvin, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. One thing we didn't mention at the beginning of the show when we were talking about St. Patrick's Day events and the weekends and how exhausted we are was the great performance that the Breffni School of Irish Dance did for not only us, but apparently St. Charles Church. And later on Sunday when we went to the Five Corners in Williamstown, but they performed brilliantly. They've learned so many new dances.
Yeah.
I was quite surprised at the breadth of their repertoire, and I offer them my congratulations. And the adult classes, because I know you're all dying out there to attend, are every other Monday. So they weren't last night. They'll be next Monday at the Breffni School of Irish Dance Studios in Allendale.
Yep.
There next to the pet food store.
Yep.
And for more information, or if you want to make a want to come to that and you want more information about the dance lesson, it's 413-770-7512. That's Kevin Cahill at 413-770-7512.
I guess they must have learned a lot of good stuff when they were competing in Ireland last year.
Well, they certainly got to observe some wonderful stuff. Or they came in 12th.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure if they're going this year, but we need to have a fundraiser if they do. But anyway, what have you got lined up for us, Farm?
Well, we're going to start this set off with Celtic Thunder.
Excellent.
These mist-covered mountains are a home now for me. But my home is the lowlands, and always will be. Someday you'll return to valleys and your farms, and you'll no longer burn to be brothers in arms. Destruction, baptisms of fire. I've witnessed your suffering as the battles reached higher. Desert me, my brothers in arms. is written in the starlight. Every line on your palm, we're fools to make war on our brothers in arms.
Apprenticed in trade I was bound, and many an hour of sweet happiness I spent in that neat little town. Then bad misfortune befell me and caused me to stray from the land, far away from my friends and companions, to follow the Velvet Band.
A cannonball fly before they're forever banned. The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. How many years can a mountain exist before it's washed to the sea? How many years can some people exist before they're allowed to be free? How many times can a man turn his head and pretend he just doesn't see? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. Times can a man look up before he sees the sky? How many years must one man have before he can hear people cry? How many deaths will it take till we know that too many people have died? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. Till we know that too many people have died. The answer, my friend, the answer is blowing in the wind. The answer, my friend, oh, the answer is blowing in the wind. The answer, my friend, it's blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
Did you like that version of the song?
Yes.
I did. Finbar Fury.
We haven't heard from them in a while.
Him. With the Bob Dylan
twist.
Great song, Blown in the Wind, yeah. From the last great love song with Finbar Fury. And before that, we heard a well-known version of the Black Velvet Band. Why? Because it's by the Dropkick Murphys.
And
I didn't see where they were playing yesterday.
I think they were down in Boston.
Well, yeah.
I forget, one of the... The arenas down there?
Okay, I was going to say, yeah, probably. They usually are in one of the arenas. So anyway, that was their version of Black Velvet Band from their album Blackout. You started us off, Farmer.
I did. I started this set off with Brothers in Arms, and that was from Celtic Thunder, and that came off their album of the same name, Celtic Thunder.
Wow. Very nice. In the Irish Times today... I don't know if people can Google it. There was an article, obviously, about the traditional shamrock gift to the President of the United States. On this occasion, as have been other occasions, by Micheál Martin, the Irish Taoiseach. And the Irish Times remarked that it was an odd situation because Mr. Martin found himself defending the British Prime Minister, which is not a usual tactic for a plan for the Prime Minister of Ireland, for the Taoiseach. But anyway, I guess our President, Mr. Trump, was complaining about the European Union and Mr. Starmer in particular, and during this shamrock exchange, and Martin took it upon himself to defend Mr. Starmer. So an interesting scene there at the White House during the shamrock.
News from Ireland
News from Ireland today, so... Congratulations to Micheál Martin, anyway, for being another successful Taoiseach ever to come over here and get the Shamrocks from the president.
There you go.
So now we're going to hear number 8 from you, Farmer?
Yep, it'll be Shillelagh.
It was one fine March morning, I bid Orleans adieu. I took the road to Jackson Town, my fortune to renew. I cursed all foreign money, for no credit could I gain, which filled my heart with stepped on board a railroad car beneath the morning sun. I rode the rails to leave them, then I lay me down again. All strangers were no friends to me, till a dark girl toward me came, and I fell in love with the old girl on the lake so home to train. I set me a pretty Creole girl, my money here's no good. If it were not for the welcome here, kind stranger, though our house is very plain, we never turn a stranger out on the lakes of Pontchartrain. She took me to her mama's house and treated me right well. The hair
Lake so Thank you.
That was fun, too. And that was Patrick Street. Best of Patrick Street with the Kilkelly Reels.
Ah.
And before that, you heard from Moira Nicasi from the compilation album Bringing It All Back Home with Carolyn's Farewell to Music. I've played several versions of that over the years. And we started off with you, Farm?
We did. We started off with Shillelagh Law, and the song was Lakes of Pontchartrain. And that came off their album, The One in Nine.
So today in Irish history, actually tomorrow in Irish history, but today in Irish history, a meeting was chaired by William Armstrong at the Choctaw Agency in Scullyville, Oklahoma, for the, quote, relief of the starving poor of Ireland, unquote. Armstrong, the son of a man from County Fermanagh, read to those assembled details of the blight that had infected the potato crops and which most of the people of Ireland subsisted in the poor conditions in which those affected were living as a result. At the conclusion of the meeting, $170 was collected, though the larger figure of $710 has also been cited. In any case, it was an enormous amount of money for the Choctaw Nation to have contributed, having themselves been uprooted from their lands east of the Mississippi River 16 years previously. Their generosity towards the Irish people at that time is remembered with great affection and gratitude. In 1995, President Mary Robinson visited the Choctaw Nation in Oklahoma to thank them personally, describing how Ireland was, quote, thousands of miles away, in no way linked to the Choctaw Nation until then. The only link was a common humanity, a common sense of another people's suffering as the Choctaw Nation had suffered. In 2017, Chief Gary Dale Batten, the 47th chief of the Choctaw Nation, traveled to Ireland with a delegation of approximately 20 members of the nation. They made their way to Balloch Park, Middleton, County Cork, for the unveiling of Kindred Spirits, a sculpture dedicated to the Choctaw for their contributions. Speaking at the event, Batten said, quote, "It is hard for me to express what a great honor this is, this tribute to our Choctaw ancestors. We know the story of the tragedy of all our people that we endured, overcame, we have endured, the Choctaw people and the people of Ireland," unquote. It was nice. Very nice. We're going to hear from you now, Farmer.
Yep, we're going to start this off with Van Morrison.
Number two.
Yes.
Well, it's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance beneath the cover of October skies. With all the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the breezes that blow. And I'm trying to please to the calling of your heartstrings that play soft and low. Yet all the night's magic seem to whisper and hush. Yet all the soft moonlight seems to shine in your blush. Can I just have one more moon dance with you, my love? Can I just make some more romance with you, my love? Well, I wanna make love to you tonight. I can't wait till the morning has come. Yet I know now the time is just right, and straight into my arms you will run. And when you come, my heart will be waiting to make sure that you're never alone. There and then all my dreams will come true, dear. There and then I will make you my own. And every time I touch you, you just tremble inside. Then I know how much you want me that you can't hide. Can I just have one more moon dance with you, my love?
myself. Can I just make some more romance with you, my love?
And this is Kevin Cahill and Farmer Hughes saying goodbye for another week. Please listen to our show again next week, and please listen to all the locally produced programming here at Pittsfield Community Radio, WTBR 89.7 FM.
And I wish everybody, I want to say thanks to everybody that showed up to our St. Patrick's Day dinner. And we had a great time. And I just want to say have a good week. Be good. Be kind. And keep your Irish eyes a-smiling.
Gurum agat agastihi shuhugan.